Your content strategy for consistently bringing in incredible humans into your DMs, into your incredible offers that you are selling. This is going to be a part of our Making Moves in March series. So I want to break down, starting off, some really tangible steps that you can take this week on Instagram. This can also work on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn. I've seen it across the board with clients that I have worked with in their content. And I want to go through the four different types of content. If you're in the membership, again, you have these prompts for you every single Monday. But I want to go through very practically what you're selling, who it's for, and then go through all of these different four pieces of content that you can be posting consistently onto your Instagram to drive incredible engagement in your community, to drive more sales, to drive more inquiries. And I also want to unpack some troubleshooting that sometimes can happen when we are selling our offers. Maybe you're having a lot of people reach out right now. Maybe it feels like the right woman is in your DMs, but when it comes to actually investing, there's some sort of block that's coming up. So, we're going to walk through all of that today. And again, these are pieces of content that we're literally going to co-create on the podcast together. And then you can be posting them to your Instagram. Again, this also works on TikTok as well, but we're going to primarily be focusing more on Instagram content because we're going to focus on four. But you can take these four pieces of content and then break them apart into many pieces of content onto TikTok. So, we're going to start off with the foundations, the basics. So many people skip over this and just go straight into creating content, whether that's a reel, a carousel, posting on their stories, whatever that is. And I'm like, let's go back to ground one. I have truly built my business on the basics. And I think it's very easy for a lot of people, especially in the online space. It's busy. There's always new things like trends and all of this coming up. I always go back to the basics. So I want to just remind you and be that simple reminder that the basics of business always work. And when you feel a little chaotic with your content, with your sales, with your launch, go back to the basics. So, the basic number one is focusing on for the month of March, what are you selling? Now, this could be two different offers. If you are just getting started with your business, I would really be focusing on one offer just to get into that consistency of selling and posting. But if you feel like you've got a pretty good handle, you're working with clients, you've launched, like you've been around the block, Miss Ma'am, for a minute, then you can definitely focus on selling one or two things onto with your Instagram. I am personally a big fan of selling multiple things at once. It works very well for my energy. Also, where my Manny Gens, I just get bored easily. So, if you do want to sell two things for the month of March, I would focus on something that is mid and high ticket, mid or high ticket, and then something that's low ticket. So, as an example, that could be your private coaching and then your membership. That could be an entry level passive course that's maybe under like $397 around that range, and then something that is like a mini mine, something that's more long term. What this is going to do is two things. One, it's going to allow you to stack more income faster. If we're selling something that is $27 all for the month of March, which is incredible, to hit those like 10, 20K, 30K months, you're going to need a lot of volume. And I love volume inside programs, but there's a little bit of a different approach that I like to take when I'm really focusing on volume. And on the flip side, if you have, let's say, a $2,500 offer and you welcome in five incredible humans, you're already at 12,500. So that's why I like focusing on something low and something high, or something low and something mid, if I am going to be selling a few things onto my Instagram or focusing on two things. So first, I would focus on each of your offers. Okay. So if you have something low, if you have something high, or maybe you're just focusing on one offer, really get clear. Who is it for? Now, I know you've probably heard this question a million and one times, but this is why you've heard it so many times for good reasons. But because you've heard it so many times, you've probably skipped over going really, really deep. So, really ask yourself, whatever industry or niche you are in, whoever you are serving, who is each of these programs for? So, I'll give you an example. If I'm looking at someone coming into bank, so this is something that's lower ticket, it's 222, and it's very focused on content and messaging. That is a very different person than someone who is joining my $15,000 6-month mastermind. Now, there may be some nuances in the problems and the desires that she has, but I can go so much deeper into the messaging on someone coming into bank and someone coming into my mastermind. So when you're really looking at, let's start with your low ticket offer, if we're going to start there. And again, I'll use myself as an example, is where is she currently right now in her business, with her health, in her healing journey, with her relationship with herself, with breath work, whatever that work is that you are doing, where is she? So for me, when I look at the woman who is coming inside bank, she's an entrepreneur who is here to build something massive. She knows that she doesn't need to be convinced that the work that she does is incredible. She's here to not only just sell her incredible offers and services, but she's really here to serve the world, to impact, to become famous. This has been like a big theme in my clients' worlds, is you want to be a thought leader. You want to be famous. You want to hold a massive community for the incredible work that you do. So starting off with who is she in terms of how does she see herself? This is what I call the self-identity. You really want to work with empowered, high-level, high-paying clients. This part here is really, really important. So how does she see herself? How does she describe herself? Where is she going? What's her vision, right? So when I'm speaking to someone who's coming into bank, she wants to build a million-dollar business. If she's on day one or if she's making 200K a year, that's where she's going. She wants to not just build an online coaching business, but truly build a company where she is able to impact thousands. Maybe she wants to host retreats, write a book, travel the world, like whatever that looks like. She's in this for the long run. Again, whether she is on day one or whether she, you know, is a seasoned entrepreneur. So start with, who is she? How does she see herself? Regardless of where maybe she currently is, where is she going? And get really clear on that. Now, to flip that, I can go to my 6-month mastermind. Now, again, there's definitely nuances, but the woman coming into my 6-month mastermind, who is she? She's a winner. She can be successful whether she joins my mastermind or not. She knows that she's living in her own lane. She's not in the comparison game. She's really paving her own way. And she has an engaged community, but she's like, Courtney, I want to make it bigger. I want to hold more. She wants volume, right? She's not here to just have, you know, one offer that's high ticket and close proximity. She literally wants to impact the world. And she really sees her business as her life. It's no longer, let me close the computer and then go live my life. Her work is literally her living, breathing embodiment. It's how she shows up. It's who she is. And she knows in her bones that $1 million cash is in the cards for her. She's built her business. She's put in the reps. And now she is like, my literal DNA is vibrating, telling me this is the year that we're going to blow the F up. And I'm going to put in the work because I know that this is just who I am and what I'm here for. She's also really felt this deep sense of I am the one. Now, this is something across the board all of my ideal clients feel, is you truly believe that you are the one that is going to be the first millionaire in your family. You truly believe that you are the one that is going to break that generational trauma that has been passed down woman to woman, or maybe like in your family, like the generational trauma around money, around success. You're at this point in your business, if you're stepping into the 6-month mastermind, where you're like, it's fucking go time. So can you see how specific, but also how different each of those, you know, each of those are? Again, there's some nuances, but when you're looking at your content, getting her to self-identify, but also for you, this piece right here will allow creating content to be 10 times easier because you're not writing down, she's a female entrepreneur that wants to make 500K. She's a woman in her 30s who wants to lose 10 pounds. It's like, go deeper, go into the vision of who she is and where she's going and how she sees herself. This will also help you in terms of continuing to build the depth of your community, because now you become someone who leads from that energy as well. So who is she? Who is this offer for? And getting into how she sees herself. Now we want to go into a little bit more of like the practical strategies. And this is where the messaging comes in, is where is she right now in her journey? So someone that is coming into bank, in their content and their messaging and where they are in their journey can be very different from someone who is, let's say, just starting out in their business, right? So now we want to shift into where is she right now in her journey and what is she experiencing in her own words? So this is where we're going to get into a little bit more of the tangible aspects of what's coming up for her and also how you specifically help her related to your offer. So looking at, again, both of the offers, if you're selling two this month or just one, but you want to do this for each offer. And honestly, you can do this for all of your offers. It doesn't just have to be what you're selling in the month of March. But where is she right now in her journey? What is she experiencing on a day to day? And really go into from when she wakes up to when she goes to bed. What is she thinking? What is she feeling? What are the actions she is taking or not taking? What has she tried before to solve her problem? Has that worked? Why hasn't that worked? What's the disconnect going on? When you can get into not the problem she's having, but how she's experiencing the problem, that's where you create women in your DMs being like, you are literally in my head. Quick side story, but I had an incredible woman in my DMs on the weekend. You know who you are if you're listening to this. And she was like, tell me your content and messaging is on point without like telling me. She had a dream about me. And it was like, yes, when your content and messaging is literally working, you're not only in the heads of incredible women in your audience, you're literally in their dreams. So I thought that was so timely and so hilarious. So again, this is how you get into quote unquote the heads of your ideal clients. So looking at, again, I'm going to give an example. The woman who is coming into bank right now, what's she experiencing? She's posting consistently and she's selling her offers and she's seeing people reach out. She's seeing sales come in, but she's starting to notice that what used to work then isn't really clicking as quickly as I want it to now. She's built a pretty great audience and she gets some engagement, but she feels like a little friend zone, meaning she has people reach out and then they either ghost her, or she has people reach out and, you know, they hit her with a ton of price objections. She's showing up consistently and selling, and she realizes the way to get to more consistent five-figure cash months is not by posting more. So what is this disconnect? She's a little bit fed up with going on Instagram and looking at the explore page and literally feeling like everybody in her industry, tap, 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 is saying the same shit. And when it comes to her educational content, she's feeling a little bored. She's like, okay, I know posting consistently is really important, but I'm getting kind of bored and stiff with my own content. So again, that's what she's experiencing. The problem, surface level problem, is she wants to bring in more sales through just her content alone. And she really wants to like 10X the women coming into her programs. But if I just spoke to that, that's still vague. Go into the specificity. So I would outline what are like 2 to 4 problems that she is experiencing. And then go into how does that actually show up for her? So what is she, as an example, if she wants to lose weight, but she's not losing weight, what is she doing? She's spending hours on the treadmill. She's weighing literally every gram of food. She's constantly taking her measuring tape out and measuring her waist. She's weighing herself at night, even though she has, you know, a full stomach of food and water, and then, you know, decides to fast for 16 hours the next day. That's what she's doing. That's what she's experiencing as a byproduct of, I want to lose weight. So when you can get into that depth, that becomes your messaging. And again, a last thing I want to say is use her words. So look at your content for the last week. And even when you're writing out content this week, when you're describing her problem, her desire, what she wants, what she's experiencing, can she read that and be like, this is exactly what's happening? Or are you using words that she maybe isn't familiar with or she isn't using to actually describe? Now, the way to do this really in the simplest terms is keep it stupid simple. A lot of people overcomplicate speaking in their copy. And I think a lot of the times it comes from this energy of you want to almost sound quote unquote fancy and use, you know, these big words or this jargon from a place of you're trying to prove your authority, when in reality, she really does need simple terms. So look at when you're describing her problem, what she's experiencing, what she desires, get really like elementary and like stupid simple of like, what is it that she actually wants? She wants to put on a little black dress and go to girls' night and eat whatever the fuck she wants while still being able to wake up in the morning and have a quick 45-minute workout and feel incredible in her body. That's what she wants, right? She wants to be able to go on social media and wake up to people in her DM saying, I'm ready to go. Can you send me the link? While she was out like walking her dog and grabbing a quick Starbucks. That's what she wants. Instead of adding in all of this fancy smorgasbord jargon. It's like, what does she actually want to experience? What is the result? And then this all ties back to what you actually help her do inside your incredible offer. So that's kind of, again, the framework of the basis. We can go so much deeper, but again, I don't want this podcast episode to be 17 hours long, but I geek out over this stuff because it's so exciting. So again, looking at the offer or offers that you are selling, and go through what is it that you're selling, who is it for, get her to self-identify, where is she right now on her journey, and what is she actually experiencing in her own words. Now we're going to step into creating content. Can you see how much clearer you're going to be when you're writing content, when you're writing out hooks? Is now it's coming from this place of, oh, I know exactly how to formulate this hook and this caption or speak in this video to really hit her. So we're going to go to our first piece of content, and this is your visibility content and or what I call backbone content. Now, this can be done a few different ways. Now, I like to personally alternate. The first way I like to do it is where I'm not actually driving people into a particular offer. I am just sharing with my audience what my community stands for, what I stand for as the leader of this community. And this is overall just what you stand for. It's not, here's what I stand for, link in bio to join my membership. It's just, here's who the fuck I am, and this is what I stand for, and this is what it looks like to just be inside my world. So this is where, again, there's not going to be a particular hook that anybody can give you. This is original content. What do you truly stand for as a woman, as a CEO, as the leader of your community? And this piece of content right here, I'm going to maybe call some people out, but it's always with love. It is easier to share social proof content of your clients. It's easier to educate and just do that and stay in the box than it is to actually sit with, who am I as the leader of this community? Where am I going? What is my community? Where am I going in 2024 and beyond? What's the bigger vision? Because that is original. That is harder to sit with. And so many people will stay in the comfort zones of like, let me just educate and share social proof and maybe a little bit of my transformation and not take it a step further and really create this backbone content. And this piece right here, literally why it's called backbone content, is the backbone of your brand. It's what you stand for. If people cannot go to your social media, TikTok or Instagram, and see who you are outside of what you sell, see what you stand for, then your content and conversions only take you so far. And if you're feeling like, okay, there's almost like that missing piece, I'm really showing up and I'm being consistent, but like, how do I really like 10X it? It's this right here. And the beauty of this is, it's not something where I can say, here's your hook. You really have to understand where are you going and what you stand for. So I'll give you a few examples. And these are things that I've shared on my Instagram. If you follow me on TikTok, you've also seen me post this quite a bit. And I'm going to give you another way that you can also leverage backbone content as well. So I shared this on my Instagram. And again, this was a reel. It had nothing to do with anything that I was selling, but it had everything to do with who I am and what I stand for. And anybody reading this can be like, yep, she's my type of gal. So it said, I'm hella strategic, but also equally DeLulu. True. Because yes, let's make converting content and pull the data and look at the buyer types, but also let's make 100K months, do a photo shoot in the Mediterranean Sea, go to Portugal and operate in complete what the F is she type of on? What the F type of energy is she on? I'm not selling my mastermind. I'm not selling my membership. This is where you get people sold on you, because someone reading this can be like, yes, let's geek out on the strategy, but also let's be fucking DeLulu. I'm here for it. And I truly believe that I am a very good balance as a mentor where it's like, let's geek out on strategy, but also let's have a conversation about how I can push you out of your comfort zone and push you off the edge and go wings wide open. And that's something that I love so much about how I mentor is I love doing both with clients, but this is sharing who I am and what I stand for. I'll give another example where, again, me being what I call a spicy Miss Ma'am is where I said, despite I was doing a photo shoot on the beach. So for context, this was a reel where I was on the beach, but I said, despite being on a beach in this video, I'm sick of this narrative that you can work 2 hours from Wi-Fi, lay on a beach and call yourself an entrepreneur. And everybody in the comments was like, Yes, she said it. I am here for the women that want to do the work, that don't want to just, you know, work for two years and then just like F off and be like, I'm just going to lay on the beach and collect my check. And if that is you, cool. I am not the girl for you. And I am totally okay sharing that with the internet. So this is your backbone content where you are sharing just what you stand for and who you are. And this can be done on TikTok. This can be done on a reel, a carousel, like so many different ways that you can actually present this content to your audience. But this right here truly is such a big part of what will take you from where you are to the next level. Now, the other way I look at backbone content, and again, typically this type of content is great for visibility because you're sharing an opinion, whether that is what I call spicy Miss Ma'am, or you're just getting your audience to really rally with you. Like that first example, like, I'm going to be strategic with you, but let's also make 100K cash months. That's where my audience is like, yes, let's rally. Where I'm calling out, I'm sick of this narrative, still getting my audience to rally, but I'm sharing an opinion. And again, I'm being unapologetic as fuckery about it. So that's one way that you can do backbone content. The other way that you can do it, and this is again, still in the realm of visibility, because it will typically generate more engagement, more visibility, is what is a problem right now that your audience is having that she's probably semi-aware of that you can call her out on. And again, not in a way where we're putting her down, but in a way where I call it like having like a big sis little chat with her. And again, I'll give an example is stop expecting high paying clients if you're still posting educational content. So again, being opinionated, being maybe a little spicy, being bold. I'm not being an asshole, but I'm saying you want high paying clients, but you're still in the box of educational content. So stop expecting high paying if you're still doing this. I've shared another piece on Instagram as an example where I've said, stop posting consistent content if what you're posting consistently isn't already converting. She's going to hear that and be like, damn, she knows that, but I'm bringing it a little bit more to her awareness. So what is something that you know your audience is experiencing? Probably one of their biggest problems right now, again, related back to your offer. And how can you call that out again in a way where you're not being like, you're stupid, or this is why you're struggling and you're stuck in a hamster wheel. It's just like, here's what the problem is. I'm going to call you out because I love you and I see you. Here's how I would move through it and then loop them into whatever offer that you are selling that's going to help them specifically overcome that problem. Whew, that was a whirlwind. But can you see like the depth of the content that we go to? It's not just like, oh, let me slap this up. Like the level of intentionality that really goes into content is so important because people feel this intention. People feel this effort. So that is our first lens of content, backbone content. Again, where you are advocating for your audience, you're not selling any particular offer. It's just, this is who I am and what I stand for. And the other way that you can implement this is kind of lovingly calling your audience out on a problem that they are experiencing. Again, not calling them out and leaving them in the pain. Call them out. I see you. Here's why this isn't working. And then we shift into how you can actually solve their problem. So we move on to our second piece of content. Now, this also falls under the category of solving a problem and educational. So I think a lot of people are getting a lot of mixed information around educational content. I've seen this a lot where people are saying, educational content, you know, stop posting educational content, stop doing this educational, da, 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 da. So I just want to clear up the confusion that maybe some of you are having. Educational content is still extremely relevant. Educational content serves a purpose of building trust and really warming up your audience. But where so many people trip up is they just educate, is they just focus too much on educating, which is why you may have been experiencing an audience that's engaging but not buying, or you're maybe experiencing an audience that is reaching out but then never actually converting. So educational content has its place. Do not get me wrong, especially on TikTok, because TikTok is very much a platform where you're building a lot of trust. So you do want to be educating. You just don't want to stay in the bucket of educating. It's like if you go to the gym and all you do is squats, 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 while it's great and it's building your legs, you're going to have a much more well-rounded bootay, Miss Ma'am, if you incorporate walking lunges, deadlifts, sumo squats, step-ups. Like we want to have a well-rounded content strategy. So educational content is still relevant, but in a way where that's not all you are doing. And to take it a level deeper, I see a lot of people still being very surface level with their content. So this is why I want to kind of shift how you can implement educational content that doesn't feel like four ways to grow on social media. Do this to lose weight in 2 weeks. Because if you're being honest, you're like, ugh, I'm kind of bored with that. And the way that the industry is shifting is people want more depth and specificity. So educating your audience, you're still very much solving a problem. Even if you're saying four tips to lose weight in the next month, you're still giving them value, but you're also solving a problem that she may be experiencing and giving her a quick win. So this is where I look at educational content is still solving a problem. So going back to the offer or offers that you were selling is, what are the problems that she is currently having right now? And can you solve them in your educational content in a way that is very unique to you? And that is the key factor right here. So as an example, when I talk about, I teach this in the Wildfire Mini Mind, I'm also teaching this inside Bank, which is that 3-week content program I was speaking of earlier in the episode, is I teach messaging through the lens of what I have deemed and I have called flip the script method. So essentially this means we take our audience from their pain and we put them into their power. We take your messaging from maybe calling the victim and we flip the script literally into empowering language and empowering messaging that's going to call for the right women. So I could say, here's the messaging to sign high ticket clients. And then I could go through educating step one, step two, step three, step four, or I could take it a step deeper and I could go into, here's how I uniquely solve your problem through my flip the script method. And this is how, and then I educate her around my method, around what I actually do, around how it's helped clients, but also this ties perfectly into whatever offer that I am selling. So looking at the way that you solve your audience's problems, the way that you solve your clients' problems, the way that you educate. At the end of the day, we are still educators. And I think that's so incredible. Whether you're a coach or service provider, people hire you to solve a problem. And the way that you help them solve their problem is by teaching them something different. So what are you teaching in your offer? And how do you uniquely do it? Now, you can name them frameworks. Like, I have backbone content. That is unique to me. Flip the script method. That is unique to me. But you don't need to have like a quote unquote named method. You can just explain how you solve their problem in a way that is unique to you. So again, this comes back to, how do you solve and teach in your offers that's different from anybody else? And this is where, again, overall, it's time to go deeper with your clients. It's time to go deeper with your audience, rather than just looking at, okay, everybody else in the online space that's, you know, let's say a social media manager is, you know, teaching on this, this, and this. It's like, well, how can you flip it? How can you do maybe the opposite? How can you look at, okay, these are great strategies, but what's my unique take on doing it? So this is how people can still get an incredible quick win. They can see you as an authority while you're educating them, because they're still getting a tangible win from you, whether that's something that they can apply or just a shift that you give them in their awareness and their mindset. But it's in a way where it's like, oh, I've never heard anyone actually explain it this way. I'll give another example. I talk a lot about messaging to call in the right clients. And a lot of people talk on, when you have the right messaging to call in the right clients, your DMs are filled and people are paying. Amazing. True. That's, I believe that. But I'm like, let's take it a level deeper. When your messaging is also on point, it's not just, hey, someone's in your DMs and she's signing. Your client retention is also through the roof, because you're calling in the right women who comes into your incredible programs, but because she's the right woman, she stays with you. So messaging also equals client retention. That's something that I don't personally see a lot of people talking about. It's also the reason why I have insane client retention, is because my messaging calls in the right women that aren't just a one and done. They just don't join and then they're like, okay, bye, peace out. Some of them do, and that's totally okay. But the majority of clients that come into containers either re-sign or upgrade or come into other programs that I am launching or selling. So that's something that is unique to me, that I truly believe that I speak on when I am talking about solving her problem related to messaging. So for you, I want you to look at, what are the main problems that you are solving, that you are teaching her on inside your paid containers, and how do you actually do it differently? This is going to force you in the best way possible to go deeper into, okay, well, how do I do things differently? Why am I different? And this is also what starts to separate you from anybody else in the online space, because you've actually taken the time to figure out what makes you different, while everyone else is just slapping up content just to slap up content. And then we go into our third lens of content. So again, we have our backbone content where we're sharing our brand, what we stand for. We have our educational content where we're specifically solving a problem related to what it is that we're selling, and we're positioning it in a way that she hasn't heard before. And then we go into your social proof. So this is going to be under the umbrella more of like your clients, but also your genius. Like again, how you do things differently, but through the lens of backing that up with client social proof. Now, I am a big fan of using client social proof that doesn't just have to be related to the container that you are selling. So I can share on Instagram a private coaching client that is having an incredible win, and I can use that to sell Bank, which is a content and messaging program. I think a lot of people think they can only sell client wins related to the offer that they're selling. And I always look at if the client win is related to the transformation that you are giving in whatever program it is, it's relevant. It's also all of the work that you do with clients. So this is where you're going to be sharing your client results and how you've actually helped them see this result. Now, this is the part here, and I'm going so much deeper into this in Bank because I see this across the board with a lot of clients that I work with, is you can share client results through the lens of a milestone, a transformation, how my client went from A to Z, how my client went from, $5,000 to $40,000, how my client went from whatever that big transformation is. And while that's incredible, what happens a lot of the times, and you may notice, is you're running out of space on your carousel. Your Instagram captions are coming up being like caption too long because you are trying to fill so much juice into that piece of content, and rightfully so, because you've done incredible work with your clients. But what happens is your content becomes watered down because you can't specifically highlight one of your zones of geniuses. And again, there's so many different things that you've done with a client, but when you can go deeper, look at a client result and pick one or two main things that you did for them to have an incredible win, and go deep on that rather than trying to stuff everything like a double stuffed Oreo. While we love Oreos and double stuffed Oreos, your content shouldn't look like one. So going really deep into a client result, and then also sharing what I call stepping stone results. So this can be in the last week, what's a win that one of your clients had, and can you create a piece of content on that? And a win doesn't have to be these big, crazy, monumental moments like my client made $60,000, or my client lost 35 pounds, or my client healed her inner child trauma and is now free from X, Y, and Z. It can literally be the stepping stones. And when you go narrow on the stepping stones and the shifts that happen, that is where your audience can see your genius, and it can be highlighted 10 times more clear because she's like, oh, I see how this happened. So when you're sharing your client social proof, one, again, how do you do things differently? What is your genius? But go deeper rather than just focusing on how I went from A to B, or A to Z, so to speak. And then our last piece of content, number four, is embodiment. So this is, again, your story. Same thing like I was saying with client social proof, is I can go, and I will share this, don't get me wrong, I actually shared this yesterday on my Instagram story. I shared the first 4 months of my business, I made $297. And now in the first 9 weeks of the year, we've made just under $74,000 cash. That's a milestone. That's when I started my business to where I am now. That's 2.5 years of a journey. And I can unpack that. But can you see how unpacking all of the lessons and the shifts that I made in 2.5 years could get like, ooh, okay, there's a lot that we can fill in? Or what I can do is I can pick two main things that really, really shifted that allowed me to have, you know, this journey. And while there are so many things that went into this, I can highlight one or two and really go deep and really go narrow. So looking again at your story, your embodiment, this should also be, again, related to what it is that you are selling. I'm selling, again, I'm rolling into my 6 month mastermind launch, but I'm also selling a content and messaging program. So when I talk about my incredible win, it's through the lens of this is a byproduct of my content and messaging. Were there other things that went into that win? Of course, but I'm going to highlight the main things that relate back to the offer that I am selling. And a lot of people just focus on all of the things. And it's like, can you just go narrow on how this actually helps support the embodiment and the sales of the offer that you are selling? So when I look at your embodiment and your own story. Yes, you can have milestone. For me, how I went from 297 to 74K cash in 9 weeks. But I can also look at the first 4 weeks of March, I made 15K cash. Here's how. That's a stepping stone. That's something that happened in 4 days. That's a win. That's an embodiment that I can share. So this is where I like to look at what is happening. What's happened so far in March that is embodiment of what it is that you are selling in your offer for the month of March? And can you consistently, one, pay attention to it? Because you probably have way more embodiment content than you actually think you do. A lot of people just focus on where I was 6 months ago or where I was last year. And it's like, where were you last week? And what decisions have you made to actually embody that? This will also, in the best way possible, force you to continue to be even more of a living, breathing embodiment. And this is why I always say who you are in business is one and the same. So when I talk about embodiment, when I talk about my own results, when I talk about who I am and how I'm living, it's not from a place of, oh, I have to try and embody this. It's just who I'm being. But this also came from every single week, where am I being the embodiment? Where can I lean into the embodiment even more? Ooh, and then that becomes a piece of content. So this is all of your content that I really want you to focus on. Like I said, I hope you can see the depth of what really goes into creating, converting content and not just, here's a hook I found on the explore page. Let me just pop it onto a reel and then write out four tips too. At this level and where you're going, the level of intentionality and specificity is so important. And people feel that when they read their content. People are like, yeah, she really, and I've seen pieces of content. And again, this isn't to put anybody down, but I can read someone's content and be like, this is from her heart. This is from her soul. This is from a place of true embodiment. I know what she stands for. She's taken the time to deeply understand her ideal client. And I can look at someone else's piece of content and I'm like, this is surface level. And while you're maybe giving good quote unquote value, it's like, I've heard this a million and one times before. Why are you different? But you listening to this episode right now, you are different. You are someone who is here to claim more with your content, with your messaging, with the audience, with the people that you are going to reach. So when you can take the time, and this is a process, and this is also something that never ends, which I think there's so much beauty in that because so many people look at their content and they're like, okay, done. And it's like, no, it's always evolving. You're always taking the time to deeply understand what happened this week, what's happening with your clients. Can you pull content from there and just continue this evolution of your content and messaging? So I hope this podcast episode was helpful. I wanted to go a little bit deeper into how we can take your incredible offers, your genius, how you do things differently, position you as someone who is completely different from anybody else in the industry, because Miss Ma'am, you are different. You came here to win. You are going to win, but go back into this work of why do I do things differently? How do I do things differently? And really take the time to deeply understand the women that are meant to be inside your incredible offers. I am so excited to see you take these big moves with your content. Continue, if you are in the membership, to share them in our group. Again, if you want more support on going really, really deep in this, this is what we are doing inside Bank. So I will leave all of the information in the show notes if you want to jump in. I cannot wait for our next episode. We are making massive moves inside March.